Welcome to the Mouska Moms Podcast, a Disney planning podcast where we enjoy quick conversations and cocktails with a Disney twist. We are your hosts, Jennifer, that's me, Juliana.
Hey.
And Lori.
Hi.
Spring is in the air, which means it's time for Epcot's Flower and Garden Festival, and we are here today to give you all the highlights. But first, the Mouska cocktail.
Today's Mouska cocktail is the lychee margarita. I'm assuming in Mexico, right? In Epcot.
Yes.
This is with Centinela Blanco tequila, lychee liqueur, citrus juice, and agave nectar. This sounds wonderfully refreshing for springtime, actually.
It does. It makes me question Mexico's festival drinks / foods have been god awful, but it does. True.
But it's not Japan and it's not Yuzu.
It's not. Once we get to Japan, you will see the shock. Anyways. Yeah, okay.
This lychee is like pear-ish.
Yeah, it's pear, and it even looks like they put like a lychee on a stick.
Not a fresh lychee. That's like a canned lychee, like a canned syrup. Peach. Yeah. So I do fear this might be a little sweet because I know lychee liqueur is pretty sweet, and they add the agave nectar, and it's probably pre-mixed, so you can't ask them to go light on the agave. But so I think it would be yummy. And I think a Blanco tequila in the spring and summer is nice and refreshing and light versus like a heavy mezcal or reposado.
Well, that's the last couple of festivals they've had their specialty drinks with the mezcal in it. And I'm not a fan. So,
you know, I've really always wanted to like mezcal. I think the first couple of times I ever had mezcal, it just happened to be at a friend's house, and it was really, really delicious mezcal, and I've tried to have it again and like it, and I don't like it mixed. Maybe it's better on its own. Just not a fan. So I like that this is a tequila blanco. Like I said, just more refreshing for summertime.
No, mezcal's become like the new thing, like yuzu was. I'm not a huge fan of mezcal.
I mean, I guess technically it's not tequila once it's mezcal, but I do really like tequila and I do not care for mezcal. But luckily that's not in this drink, so hooray. No yuzu and no mezcal.
No, either one. All right, so we're going to talk about Epcot's Flower and Garden Festival. It started on February 28th and it is going to run until May 27th. It is actually shorter this year than what it has been in the past. It is ending significantly earlier than what it usually does, but I feel like it's actually running in the springtime.
Do we have any theories about this? Is it because Easter is early? Is Easter
I don't,
early?
Honestly, it might be a budget cut thing, but to be entirely honest, I was just there in between festivals, so there was no festival going on. And Epcot was an utter disaster. They don't have enough food and beverage stands when a festival is not going on. During lunchtime, it was a mess. The lines were so long. Our lovely Tipsy Ducks in Love kiosk was in Africa.
Oh, my goodness.
That little, I'm not joking. It was up over the bridge.
You're talking about Princess Marathon, Half Marathon Weekend.
Princess Half Marathon Weekend. So, yes, it was busier, but I've never seen lines like that.
That wasn't my experience, Princess Half Weekend. But then again, that was like 2022.
Typically,
it was a festival.
That weekend
there was a festival going on.
That weekend has always been a festival. It's always been arts.
Always. I love that one too.
Yeah. So
you're right. So that is interesting. You know, I never noticed. We always talk about the festivals, but we also talk a lot about how Epcot outside of festivals has so much to offer. But I guess I never really thought about the crowds being different.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably a combination of the fact that it was an event weekend.
Epcot-centric
event. Like those weekends are always kind of Epcot-centric. The people who run tend to, I think, do Epcot
stuff. Eat and drink.
I don't know.
Yes. No, they do. And especially Princess, you have a lot of moms. You have a lot of girl groups going. I get it, but they had to figure out something. I mean, the margarita line, I've never seen it that long. Like, I have never seen these lines as long as I did, to the point where we just didn't even want to stop. Because I'm like, this was, we went up to Tipsy Ducks in Love and we each ordered two drinks because I sat in line for 25 minutes.
Right, right.
So
interesting. I hope they noticed. I hope they noticed that they have to offset the increased crowds by having more options for eating and drinking. And that not having a festival that weekend might have hurt them. Yeah. Back to Flower and Garden.
Back to Flower and Garden. All right. So Flower and Garden is a wonderful array of beautiful flowers all around Epcot. They have the topiaries that are all around. They have over 70 this year. And actually, a lot of them are different. Where I feel like the last couple of years they've been on repeat, a lot of these are different. They did a whole new section, the new part of Epcot that opened up. They put Figment in there. They've done a whole new Encanto section when you get into the port. They've added a whole bunch of different ones, and they're really, really pretty this year.
I love Flower and Garden. I do. It's so pretty. I love springtime, so it makes me happy.
It's beautiful. I feel like it's, you have the staples of, you know, Captain Hook and the Croc and everything else, but I love that they threw in a whole bunch of different ones this year.
Are we going to see it this year? When are you? You're going, right?
See it in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
I guess I'll see it. I'll be there in May. I feel like I haven't been to Disney in the longest time, so I'm excited that I'm going during a festival, especially this one. This is one of my favorites.
And my kids have been begging. They're like, I want to go back to Disney. When are we going to Disney? I'm like, I don't have any family trip planned. What are we going to do? Maybe we'll try to get there before May 27th.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't have a spare weekend coming.
Memorial Day weekend, baby. Woohoo!
Congratulations. We got graduations that weekend.
Well,
maybe.
All right. So along with that, they also do the Garden Rocks concert series. They have shows at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 o'clock.
Have y'all looked at the list of performers this year?
I am pulling it right now.
I am not impressed is what I'm about to say.
They got some.
What was it, Lori, when we were there, when we did the princess?
No, not the princess.
The wine and dine. Wine,
I was going to say the food and wine festival, they tend to have the bigger names. I don't know why. Yeah, this one is hard for me to find anybody. Simple Plan's on there. Sister
All
Hazel.
Right. You got Richard Marx, who I despise. Berlin, Rick Springfield. Modern English. Oh, the Commodores. That's kind of cool for St. Patrick's Day. Like, but it's not going to be Lionel Richie, right? Is it? No way. No. There's no way it's going to be Lionel Richie. Foreigner's Journey is hilarious to me.
Flock of Seagulls.
Wait. What was their song? What's that song? Oh, Reed is screaming at the radio right now in his car. Flock of Seagulls. What is their song?
I don't even know, but Plain White Tees.
Before my time. Plain White Tees.
Starship.
Yeah, that's about it. Oh, Iran. It's Iran, you guys. We're so sweet.
Oh, Iran.
Right?
Yes, that's the song.
That would be fun to listen to it there and then get it on Guardians.
That would be very cool. They should only play it on Guardians. They have cheesy names.
I do feel
they
like
always
they
have the cheesy one hit wonder.
I think they should only play Iran on Guardians that whole weekend.
Just because
that Flock of Seagulls is playing at the Garden Rocks concert series. Yeah. All right, the Pointer Sisters. That's not too bad.
What, who was that?
They're still alive? They must be like 80.
No. I love how you're like, really, you don't know them? And Jenna is, are they still alive? This is why.
They're not that much older than us. I mean, they're probably in their 70s.
What was the big party song that everybody had to play at every party?
I'm about to lose control and I think
stop
I
it.
Like
That's
it.
Them.
Yes. And then jump.
Yes.
Let's jump for my love. Jump in.
Boy, no way.
See? They don't
oh
have
my God,
to go
you're
this
right.
concert
with
because
a slow hand.
Oh, see, I think of I'm So Excited as Saved by the Bell when Jessie gets too many.
Jessie has her nervous breakdown.
She has her nervous breakdown because she took too many uppers there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes. So the Pointer Sisters, I think, would be super fun. All right. I take it back. I guess I hadn't looked closely enough and I only looked at specific weekends that I might have considered going. And it was, like I said, it was like Funkafield and Foreigner's Journey. And I was like,
Let's see what I'm going to say.
Plain White Tees. They're cute, but I don't know any other song of theirs.
Yeah. What is the orchestra? I don't want to see that.
That's Starship featuring Mickey Thomas, like Jefferson Starship, like Starship, like,
yes.
As in like,
yeah,
they're as in like the White Rabbit.
I think so. They're every year.
Oh, I don't know. No idea who the orchestra is. I give up. I'm not seeing anyone.
It's always cheesy one hit wonder bands, but that's what makes it fun.
Not always. My favorite Garden Rocks experience was the Gin Blossoms. It was the Gin Blossoms. Oh, it was awesome.
And I was going to say, Boys to Men were there.
But that was, like you said, that was Wine and Dine.
Yeah, that was Wine and Dine.
Bigger headliners.
I think they do. I think they do. All right. So you can go see those concerts if you'd like.
Now I need to get to Epcot before or May 27th. This is very exciting.
Yes, see, there you do. Other things that are around Epcot during this festival is the butterfly landing. This is one of my favorite things. It's a little tent that is in between Figment and Soarin'. It's lovely. And you can walk in and see all the butterflies. There's a ton of butterflies in there. I love walking through this. They do. Cool. They're so cool. And I think it's a really cool thing for the kids. It's not overdone. It's not huge. I like it.
I find it creepy. Sorry.
You know, I was like, I bet there's someone who has no interest in this butterfly garden.
That would be me. I cringe every time Lily wants to go in there. I just don't want little insect things landing on me and stuff.
They're flutterbys.
They're pretty.
No, thank you. Okay.
I hear you. They're just flying roaches.
All right. Well, apparently, if pretty butterflies are not your thing, you can also go look for fake bees. You can look for Spike's exploration map. You can buy that for $9.99, and you can go around and look for Spike. They also, for a limited time starting in March until Easter, they are doing the extravaganza, which is searching for Easter eggs around the world.
I love the extravaganza. I wish they would leave it up through the whole spring. Like it doesn't have to be Easter related, I guess, but it's so fun. They have these like 3-foot Easter eggs, which you think would be so easy to find.
They're not.
There's one in each country, so you know it's limited. And they're really not easy to find. And it keeps your kids so engaged while you're walking through the World Showcase because they're a little challenging. I'm not gonna lie, we had to cheat on a couple because I'd be like, okay. We got to move to the next country. Yep. We're going to be here like for 3 days. So I would like look it up online because people found them ahead of time. And then,
I make the kids go ask cast members. So if you ask a cast member, they won't tell the kids where it is, but they'll give them a good enough hint to where they're able to find it. The egg one is usually around the world where Spike is usually outside of World Showcase. It's more in the port area and then over by Test Track and over by Figment.
Yeah, I think that's probably why we never do that one. Because with bigger kids, like we just don't hang out in that area very much. Yeah. But the gardens are beautiful during that time. So maybe you should make the effort.
Oh, don't worry. My kids have to do both. And they have to do both. All right.
Like as in they really want to or as in you require it?
No, they have to do both. They must do them and complete them. To the point where you get down to the last one and you're like, well, I know what sticker's going on this one because it's the last one. And they still will not do it because that's cheating. So we still have to find it. So it's a lot of walking around.
That's cute.
But they like it. So, and I will say we still have 1 year it was plates that we got. It was like plastic plates as a prize. We still have those. The kids
Sometimes they're cool. Sometimes they're garbage. So just know that you're paying for a good time. But there is a prize at the end. And if you don't want your kids to fight over it, you're going to have to buy them each a map.
Yes. Yeah. It's no, true. I make one map for three children. Deal with it.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Mouse Kamoms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
All right. We have, so the most popular reason to go into a festival is for the food and drinks. Sorry, Spike the Beat. But they have a whole bunch of booths. They have 20 outdoor kitchens and over 60 new items to try this year. There, I've pulled the items that are new. So you obviously have a lot of repeats that go in there. The violet drink, the, what were some of the other big ones? They had some other, I mean, it's all fresh.
This
fruity.
Is the one with that booth. Well, this is not fresh and fruity or flowery, but this is, isn't this the festival with the booth that has the Fruit Loop milkshake that I adore?
Yes. Brunch cut.
that's like my most favorite thing ever, but
yes, and
new.
they still have those cinnamon
rolls. Oh my God.
That
is
delicious.
The best, most sugar high filled meal in any festival, but oh, it's so good.
Yes. So we will go through just the new items. So Honey Bistro has a new item this year. It's honey glazed cauliflower with honey roasted carrot puree over rice pilaf with grapes and sunflower brittle. This sounds good. I'm just tired of them throwing rice in stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why cauliflower needs rice too. No. But I also want to know, I feel like this, I'm going to be so chefy. I watched The Bear. Did you guys watch the show? I told you, Laura, you have to watch it. It takes place in Chicago.
Yes,
I feel, so now I'm all in like pretend chef mode. I'm backseat chefing. I think it needs like some acid in this dish. It sounds a little sweet between the carrots and the honey. You're laughing at me.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay.
I prefer Alex Guarnaschelli.
Well, she's annoying. Anyway.
Yes, you know what? Well, you got the king on. You got the carrot puree in there. It might not be as sweet, but yeah, maybe.
I agree. I don't like the rice in there.
Great.
Yeah, maybe.
Carrots. It sounds sweet, but I'll try. It isn't the honey bistro.
I love a cauliflower.
I do love a cauliflower.
Yeah, I don't think it's the honey bistro has some other items that are really good. I would go with that. So next one, Florida Fresh. Florida Fresh has a few new items. They have a grilled warm lobster tail with a key lime butter. Yes, please. And a Cubanato.
This is dangerous.
Cubanato.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Cubanito, as in a little Cuban.
It is Cubanito. Okay.
Marinated?
No.
You know what it is? I'm like reading ahead because I'm like, oh my God, this is, yes.
I know. Okay. So.
Sorry.
With marinated pork belly, ham, Swiss cheese, pickles, and stone ground mustard sauce. This sounds delicious.
And the
drink. It's a Cuban. It's just a Cuban. I don't mean just a Cuban. I freaking love a well done Cuban. So I am going to eat this. But can we go back to the lobster tail for a quick second?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is very risky.
No.
I don't think so.
It's not a lobster salad. It's not a lobster roll. It's like a whole tail. Well, I don't know that. Have we seen a picture? It sounds like it's an axe. Like, I love the idea of key lime butter on lobster tail. But
A grilled lobster tail?
It sounds delicious. I'm just really nervous about it.
I don't know that I'm nervous about it because we talk all the time about how well done they do things like filet.
I was
lobster.
Just going to say, if you grab the chefs that do the filet in Canada to go do the warm lobster tail over there, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Because they nail it every
time.
The
filet is always exactly medium rare. And the lobster rolls that they do are always, they're never rubbery. They're always delicious. No. I think they can
pull
it off.
I've had one bad lobster roll at Epcot. And
not
it just
bad for a
nervous.
Theme park, man.
No, definitely not. But still. All right, but can we talk about this beverage?
Yeah, I'm having one of each of these.
They do have a new beverage there as well. It is a cucumber watermelon slushy with gin. All you guys.
Yeah, you know how I feel about gin and cucumber with gin.
If they could just throw a sprig of mint in here, I am all in.
Yes.
I'm going to bring my own mint into the bar. Oh, I could probably just pick it from one of the gardens.
I was going to say, go to one of the gardens and go pick it.
We should do a podcast episode about garnishing a DIY garnishing of your own cocktails at the Flower.
You won't get kicked out of the park.
No.
So we should mention that that's part of what Spike's Pollination does. It helps people identify different plants in the park, which is really cool. It's educational. So it'll tell us that a Spike's Pollination around the whatever part of the park cocktail garnishing class.
It might be good with rosemary too.
I was just thinking. Hibiscus.
All right, we're moving on. Swirled Showcase, which Juliana was the old Starbucks, is located next to the Port Refreshment where the poutine is. This, every time Juliana's like, where's Swirled's her showcase? It's there. So they've actually had a variation of this at different ones. And we actually like this one, but they changed it up a bit because it's liquid nitro, honey mascarpone cheesecake with fresh honey, granulated honey, honey mead blueberry compote, presented by the National Honey Board. Yes, we had a variation of this cheesecake. We had the mascarpone cheesecake. I think
Wasn't it at Honey Bistro?
I think it was from Honey Bistro because Swirled Showcase is kind of new. Yeah, and it's newer. So next drink, vanilla sauce serve with cantaloupe liqueur. This surprisingly sounded really good.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I think I'm going to skip the cheesecake and go for this.
Right?
This like, what is it? Like a float? It's like probably just like a Dole Whip, right? It's probably just a little cantaloupe liqueur on top. But I love me some soft serves.
I didn't know that they had cantaloupe liqueur, but I guess they have any type of liqueur.
Is that what's in the cantaloupe at the Joy of Tea?
Probably.
Oh, yes. You might be right.
I don't even know. It's not my favorite drink, though, so that might give me pause on this one. But everything's good with vanilla soft serve.
Actually, I have cantaloupe liqueur. They in Italy, like they do limoncello.
Yes.
Same. They have all these different flavors also, and I have a cantaloupe one. I'll have to try it out.
There you go. I'm going to be like a broken record with a lot of these. I'm sorry for all the vegetarians. I am tired of seeing impossible meats and impossible this on every single menu.
Well,
come after me. I'm ready for it.
I'm not going to come after you. I agree. But last year, because Jack was doing the vegetarian thing for quite a while. So last year we tried, it was like an impossible short ribs. It was delicious. It was really, really good.
Yeah, but what are you actually eating?
Some sort of plant-based. I don't know if it's tofu or mushroom. I'm not sure what it is, but it was really, really, it was delicious. So I would.
All right. We didn't even say what this was. It's an impossible Jamaican beef patty with spicy papaya syrup. All of it sounds lovely, except that I don't like eating things that are called one thing and there aren't that.
I hear you. I love a Jamaican beef patty. It takes me back to public school lunches. I'm sure this is done better, but like that was my favorite day. It was Jamaican beef patty day. So yummy. Really spicy and deep fried and so good. They were not served with
a hairnet.
Yeah, they were not served with spicy papaya syrup. I understand what you're saying. Like, I do love a beef patty, but a Jamaican beef patty, but I would be hesitant to try it because I really don't love beef supplements. However, I'm happy to see that these are available because it's certainly not taken away from options for me to eat at Food and Wine or Flower and Garden. But
hang on, you'll see some of these newer items. It is starting. It is starting. We're getting
They're taking over.
They're starting to take over a bit here. All right. So,
I'm wondering, I would like to see more vegetable heavy stuff, right? Like not necessarily impossible stuff, but look, let's be honest. Their branding, they've got a deal here. Impossible's paying for this. So
I know, but still, touché. I'm over it. All right. So one of my favorite booths for Flower Garden is Trowel and Trellis. They have a new dessert that is basically for Instagram. It is a chocolate mousse terrarium with matcha crumble and chocolate soil. It basically looks like a mini terrarium that is Instagram worthy. It's like dirt. What is what the dirt pudding?
Worms and dirt or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, that's cute. I mean, I love a chocolate mousse.
It's just, I mean, literally, you could tell that they're like, we need some Instagram worthy food. And
for
that's
the
what
kids.
They ate. For the for, yeah, for the kids. So they literally, like, that's what this is. It's beautiful. It's dirt pudding. It's, I mean, you can't go wrong with it, but they do have some of the best drinks.
Yeah, this is the one where we always get that drink in the mason jar every year that's so refreshing and delish.
So they mix it with the Twinings tea. So it is raspberry and lemon herbal tea with gin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like gin.
It's always, but it's always with gin and you always like it.
I would still drink it just because of the tea. It's delicious. All right. So then our next spot that Jen was talking about is Brunch Cut. And again, biscuits and gravy with Impossible Fried Chicken. Why can't we just do biscuits and gravy with chicken?
I mean, I feel you. I love biscuits and gravy, but I'm not likely to get one made with Impossible Chicken Fried Steak. It's true.
No, I'm not. Just do a biscuits
and
gravy.
I'll let Jen get it and I'll take
no,
it.
No, this one doesn't do anything for me. I would rather get the Jamaican beef patty if I'm going to try something vegan and give the Impossible a possible chance.
So here's my problem with it. The Brunch Cut, the other menus that we love is the avocado toast. That's delicious.
Yeah,
and
no
then
way.
It has the cinnamon buns that are delicious. Yep. And then I
and
would
the
love
Loop
the biscuit and the Fruit Loop shake. And I would love a biscuits and gravy, but not that.
Yeah, no, I'm good passing on this one because I want to save my belly room for those things.
Yeah,
you know what I'm going to save my belly room for? What you think that I would pass on, but I'm absolutely not going to pass on is this drink at the Canada Popcorn Cart. Okay.
Right.
So Jen's making a face because it's peach. It's called a peach smash. It's whiskey with lemon, peach puree, and ginger. Whiskey and actual peaches, not peach schnapps, but actual peach is freaking delicious. I do it a lot when I have overripe peaches. I'll pour some bourbon over them and eat peaches. It's absolutely delicious. This sounds so good to me. I want it.
It does.
Right now.
That's because it also has the ginger and lemon in it, which is going to kill some of that peach.
The ginger does it for me.
Yeah. So. See, this is actually at the popcorn cart, which a lot of people don't know that popcorn cart actually has alcohol. It does.
And usually good drinks. So the thing about the lemon, it's a little acid, like I said, and the ginger is going to give it a little heat. It's amazing.
Yes.
I know.
Gordon Ramsay is here.
And drinks.
She's here.
I should have been a food writer.
I'll take a sip of yours. And then if I like it, I'll get my own.
See, Jen, I think you'd like the next one. So at the United Kingdom beer cart, which this throws me off because typically I stay clear because it's beer. They have a Scottish thistle, which is gin with lemon and blackcurrant cucumber syrup garnished with a cucumber.
So there's like, it's just gin with syrup in it. Okay.
And lemon.
Throw in some soda water, and I think you got yourself a drink.
That sounds amazing. I don't even need the soda water. Bring it.
No.
I bet there's something.
Yeah, that would make it so refreshing and light and like a spritzer. Anyway.
There you go.
Jardin de fiestas.
Yes, the next two booths are Mexico and Italy because they are just
warning me about these.
Yeah, Mexico and Italy are awful regardless of whatever festival you're in. So they always change the
Mexico
menus. So all new menus.
Used to be.
I know, all new menus, guys. Even what was the vampire's taco? Vampirina's
Vampirina.
Taco. Yeah.
Oh, that was so bad.
It's terrible.
All right. So who wants to do these ones? Because it ain't me.
There's the sopa de chilorio. Isn't that soup? Sopa.
Yes.
It's guajillo pepper braised pork on a fried corn shell with black beans, shredded cabbage, and crema Mexicana. This sounds kind of good.
And it's not soup. It's sope, not soap. It's sope, not sopa, right? So it's not soup. It's definitely not soap.
Yeah.
It's like a, I think, isn't it like a, isn't it like a?
I think sopa is braised. So that would make sense because it's a braised pork, guajillo pepper braised pork. That sounds good. But again, some of these things in years past have sounded delicious and they've turned it out not to be. The next one, I'm not a fan of tamales. So this is the tamale de rajas. It's poblano peppers, corn and cheese and masa topped with poblano cream sauce, crema Mexicana, pickled carrots and onions with chives. Okay. And then for their sweet offering, they have the flan de guayaba, which is vanilla flan and guava coulis, whipped cream and fresh fruit. I love a flan, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah,
I'll take
then
one
we have
for the team.
I like guava.
I would do guava. See, that one sounds okay. They also have that lychee margarita that we talked about. Then this one, they've lost me. It is a floral margarita. It is cherry liqueur, mezcal, hibiscus tea, and lime juice.
Nothing about this sounds good.
No.
Nope, you lost me at cherry.
Yeah. Robitussin. No, thank you.
I don't understand how this is floral. It is Robitussin with mezcal.
Well, the hibiscus tea.
Yeah, but that's it. You can't call it. I disagree.
No, that's not going to be tasty.
Nope. All right.
On to Italy. Can they redeem themselves? Probably not. Let's see. This is all super basic. Okay. Bocconcini is basically little tiny pieces of mozzarella with tomatoes and pesto sauce. That doesn't sound exciting at all. And I can make that in my kitchen. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to rip on Italy right now because they need to step it up. There's so much good food in that country. I don't know what is going on. And like the restaurants are good there. I don't get it. All right. Arrabbiata is a spicy penne pasta tomato sauce. They're adding shrimp to it. I actually really do love spicy shrimp sauce. Like whenever I make an arrabbiata sauce, I always want to put shrimp with it. I don't know why. They pair really beautifully together. I would try this just to see how it measures up. Okay, quattro formaggi is a pasta with four cheeses. That's new also. Although I feel like they just changed the pasta. Like
they changed the pasta.
Like it's usually a ravioli last year or something like that.
Yeah.
And then chocolate cannoli, which is basically the shell this sounds kind of nice. Instead of the regular ragout filling, they're doing a peanut butter ragout filling. I mean, this is going to be hard for me to swallow literally just because I am a cannoli purist. I love the cannoli cream is like the most important thing, but I could try this. The shell is covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
This could also be really messed up. I'm particularly hard on Italian food, but you guys are with me. Like this might be bad.
I would try the cannoli over anything else.
My belly room.
The mozzarella man, it is essentially a caprese on a stick. Like I can do that at home. I don't know. That's Italy's always had issues. They never have any drinks. They always stick with the wines, which is fine, but it's never anything to draw anybody in. So
on the other hand, hanami in Japan sounds good. So they have two new items. They have the ramen cup, which I'm a huge fan of ramen.
With
yuzu. That doesn't even bother me though. It's ramen. Wait, ramen salad?
Yep.
Oh, nope, I'm out. I was gonna say ramen,
no,
I love
dashi broth. Ramen salad shaken in a cup with fresh vegetables, grilled chicken, and dashi broth with chili oil and yuzu. That sounds good.
Nah. Okay. Yes. Okay. So now that we're back to it being a broth, that does sound delicious. My problem is when they do these things at the festivals, it's so hot.
Yeah.
In Florida that time of year that the last thing you want is a bowl of soup. So I feel like, I don't know. It's kind of a waste.
I got to see what it looks like. Cause it usually, I mean, it's not easy to eat.
I just picked up a picture. I think that's part of the reason that they're calling it a ramen cup. It's heavy vegetable. It's noodles on the bottom. The noodles are like covered in broth.
I see it.
And then the top is all the veg.
Yep. I see it.
So I think this doesn't look appealing now that I look at it.
It doesn't look appealing. What it does look like is a lot of bang for your buck. It does look like a very big portion. And it's in like a plastic like drink cup. The steam bun had me, except then it's plant-based soy meat and I give up.
Right. It's a vegetable steam bun with plant-based soy meat, which is fine again. But like I said, I would just really love a vegetable steam bun. Like why not just have a delicious vegetable steam bun?
Just keep it.
But again, it's good. It's good for those who this is what they eat. I've got plenty of other choices, but I'm liking the cocktail options.
The cocktails do not have yuzu, thank God.
Yeah.
So yes, they have a beer. They have a non-alcoholic drink that actually my kids would drink, which is watermelon strawberry lemonade. Then they have their cocktail, which is sake with strawberry and watermelon, which I would drink. And yeah, the pineapple sake, I would actually, if that's cold, it should be cold, right?
That all sounds good to me.
Like I would try that one.
They're tricky over in that pavilion. So
they are tricky. They are tricky. All right. Our last one is France. They had two new items. They have a pulled duck confit with orange sauce and grilled rosemary mashed potatoes. That sounds
yummy. Delicious.
Right?
It does sound delicious. But again, I have the problem of it sounds so heavy and it's so hot during Flower and Garden. I don't know that I can rally for this one.
Yeah, it's not that hot right now. It's March. It's in the 70s.
I know, but when I'm there, it's going to be the end of May. It's going to be in the 125.
I will tell you that Eric loves duck, and that's one thing he has repeatedly said, is that around Epcot, they never have duck. It's one thing they don't put out there, and I'm happy that they did it. So we will be getting this one, but I need Juliana, the person who lived in Paris, to do the dessert here.
I mean, I'm going to mess this up. Gâteau au crémeux citron lavande et thym. It's basically, and a compote of red fruits. It's basically warm cake filled with lemon, lavender, and thyme-infused cream served with berry compote.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I must have this.
I'm getting this one.
Must have this.
I'm
the only one not going. I'm so sad I'm not going.
Yeah. Well, now you are.
Yeah. I'm getting this one.
Especially during Flower and Garden, again, because it's so hot in Orlando. I love citrusy dessert options. I'm not all about the chocolate because, again, it's so heavy. So this sounds with lavender and oh my God, this sounds so good.
They need more lavender on their menu.
Lavender and thyme. Yeah, what?
They need it. They need
this
it.
This sounds delicious. I might get several.
Yes. Nope. This looks yummy. I will be trying it. So those are all the lovely new food and drink options.
Yeah, so with a mask a tip this week is obvious. Don't book a restaurant reservation on your day at Epcot. Save all your belly room for this amazing food and let us know what your favorites are so that I know what I need to try on my trip.
Can I give a bonus mask a tip?
No.
Please. No.
Well, it's a Mouska rumor, and I know we don't do rumors. I have to confirm it. But for those of you on the dining plan, I am hearing that if you ask at some of these kiosks at the festivals, there may be items that count as snack credits, but it doesn't say so on the menu. I've heard people doing that. So
possibly, yeah.
Use your snack credits at Epcot, all of them. Use them all for the whole trip at Epcot if you can do this. And that might change. So we would have put a list of those together if it was public. But it's not. So just ask. Okay. So there you have it, Mask of Friends, Epcot's Flower and Garden Festival, and all the things that I'm not going to get to try, but my two dear friends are. Is this your favorite festival? Drop us a note. Check out our Facebook group, Mask of Moms Podcast, to dive deeper into this and all things Disney and Disney planning. Be sure to follow our show so you receive notifications when new content is released and you'll never miss an episode. And please write us a review. We really appreciate it.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M.I.C.
See you real soon.
K.E.Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M.I.C.